Okay, Kevin, a game you probably feel you should have won, but in the end, with those couple of chances Longford had at the finish, one you could have lost.
100%. We just spoke about it on Cyber, not sure how they they came here, they played, they obviously played on the counter. I didn't feel they over-threatened us for nearly 84, 85 minutes, and then the last 8 or 9 minutes they completely ran over the top of us and they easily should have scored 2 goals. So they'll be feeling they should have won the game. Did we have any major clear-cut chances? Probably not. We had a couple of half ones. We just didn't create enough. We didn't show enough quality in the final third tonight just to get us across the line. So, but we've got new players in, they've got minutes. So a couple of debuts tonight, which is a huge positive for us as well as a club. So we take a point in the end and move on. Young Corey again, another clean sheet. And a fantastic save, so brilliant for him.
Yeah, great stop, wasn't it, at a big moment in the match?
Oh, it was. They score there, the game's over, and we didn't get anything out of the game. So massive save from Corey. But also as a staff and the players, we have to look at this on Monday morning and see why we were so open. In the last, I know we were throwing bodies forward to try and get the 3 points. We gambled a wee bit, and that's what happens at times. And to be fair to Longford, they went and gambled as well, and they just threw two up front. And it nearly worked for them. Yeah. But thankfully, as you say, Corey pulled off a fantastic save and earned us a point.
Right. What about these new signings then, Kevin? Kieran Cooney and from the start tonight, you know, there are two new faces on the bench.
Yeah.
Just arrivals this week and straight into the squad.
Yeah, it's been mad since Monday. Now Kieran and Oren Brogan have been training with us this week. We have a goalkeeper incoming as well. Hopefully we'll get that confirmed over the next couple of days, and then our priority will be basically the top end of the pitch. I wanted to get our business done. Goalkeeper, holding midfielder, and Oren Brogan, left back. And another option up the left, which Idar is, who was on the bench tonight. But we just need more bodies and a wee bit more experience. Aaron hopefully is back next week as well. But number 9 is the priority at the minute for us. And if we can get one, brilliant. If we don't, we'll just keep plugging away.
Yeah, because Dara McGuinness was your front man for much of this campaign. Mm-hmm. What's the story with him, Kevin?
Dara's contract was only up until June. Something very similar to Joel Thompson. And Joel Thompson had agreed before my time to go to Ballymena. He was come in and he done fantastic for us. Darren McGuinness, him and his agent sat down and he wants to play in the Premier Division in this country. So there's two or three clubs interested in him, so that's where he's going. We don't know where he's going yet, what club he's going to, but he's definitely going.
Okay, yeah. All right then. Well, you've a bit of work to do and getting players in, but you look ahead, two games in the bounce now against UCD in the league next Friday night, following weekend in the Cup. Two difficult tests, and you can go up there though with plenty of confidence, Kevin, because we're enjoying a good run of results.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of the players are feeling it. There's a lot of players playing in there with confidence, and long may it last, because we had a long enough run where we weren't getting the results we should have been getting. So, you take a point and you run on in this league, because you can. I think whoever got the first goal tonight was going to win the game. For both sides, if Longford would have scored first, I think they would have run away with it, and I think if we would have got their nose in front, we would have held out. So that's the margins in this league. You just need to take your chances when they come your way, and we didn't.